Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
Welcome to the Puffcast. The fabulous Adam Richard, the outrageous Scott Brennan, the punctual Toby Sullivan.
Hi, hi. I'm not going to do it. Fuck you.
What's
happened? Is this going to take long?
Thank you. This is the top part.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got one line that you have to say in this whole thing.
So I had a text message.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right, let's move on with the rest of it.
But you are, Blanche. You are in that chair.
Puffcast.
Oh, it's time for Dear Talking Puffy. We have...
The regular agony aunt. Yes. I mean agony.
Yeah. Yeah, there is some agony involved in this one. It's from from one of our heterosexual listeners. Who,
really?
Well,
really?
You know the whole reason we do this,
I know.
This podcast is to explain the gayness.
It's an outreach around program.
An outreach around program to explain the gayness to people who might not understand. And generally only homos listen. but this is from Fido, the growl happy cunt hound. Methinks the lady doth protest too much.
Wasn't that a character from Little Mermaid?
I think so, yeah.
No, Magic Roundabout.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That's it, yes.
Sorry.
Fido says, while watching RuPaul's Drag Race some months ago. Okay.
Okay.
Yep. Huge cunt hound.
Baffled and dismayed when one of the young bowlers on the show.
Oh, she's got a great turn of phrase, hasn't she?
Right, that one down.
The bowlers on the show revealed he had no idea who Oscar Wilde was.
Oh.
Does this appalling and inexcusable ignorance represent an oblivious new generation of uphill gardeners? Do today's sausage jockeys have no interest in the great shirt lifters of the past? Does the average mincer on the street only know who Harvey Milk is because he fancies sucking Sean Penn's cock? Could your revolting and distasteful podcast perhaps help improve things by instituting some kind of puddle jumper history segment?
Oh, Fido, marry me.
Yours perplexedly and in 100% total hetero straightness. Fido the happy, growl happy cunt hound.
Wow, Fido.
Wow, there's a lot to get through in that letter. Ooh.
Well, first and foremost, I'm not surprised that someone on RuPaul's Drag Race would have no idea who Oscar Wilde is.
Yeah.
Not... So much reading.
Yes. I know.
I mean, I'm very busy doing my hair on my lap.
Yeah.
I don't have time to read. I have to work on my iTunes.
Do you have anything to declare? Only these fabulous heels.
But yeah, I guess, you know, Oscar Wilde went to jail for being gay.
Yeah.
Like, he was a trailblazer.
I think the question that Fido's getting at is that it's only because people like Oscar Wilde or Quentin Crisp or, you know, whoever it was, made that sacrifice, or however you want to phrase it.
Yeah.
It's only because of that you're possible to have RuPaul on television. Yes, having a reality
show. Absolutely.
It's only because of things like the Stonewall riots. That there was even a movement towards, you know, decriminalizing homosexuality, which until the 70s was a psychological disorder and, you know.
I actually think it was later than that. I think the psychological disorder was like during the 80s, I think.
Well, yeah, Stonewall was like in the 70s, so that was the start of that whole push to have it turned into, you know,
And, you know, let's not forget Mardi Gras started out as a protest march.
Yeah.
And the first few, everybody got arrested.
Yeah, because they weren't allowed to be marching.
Yeah.
And now it's like
interesting,
the Penguin
isn't it,
Parade.
How quickly it happened, just reflecting on it. Like, if you say, like, Oscar Wilde was 1880, whatever, and then, like, 100 years later in 1980, Mardi Gras was still a protest march. So, like, a little bit budged in 100 years, but it was still criminalised.
Yes.
And then since then, like, 25 years later, then there's TV shows and people are getting married. Like, when it happened fast.
Yeah. And is that why the Christians freak out so much? It's happening too quickly!
Yes. What the fuck is going to happen by next Thursday?
We only just got used to the idea of you bumming each other off. Don't get
mad.
it's like constant upgrades to Apple software.
Yeah.
I can't cope!
Oh, God.
I only just worked out how to use my iPod.
Oh, no.
What the fuck is genius?
God. 400 megabytes? That's huge!
I'll never be able to download that on my dial-up connection.
But does it matter? Do you have to know where your freedoms came from to enjoy them? I just turned into an episode of Sex and the City.
Yeah,
just
you
then.
Did. Didn't
no,
you?
But you know, it's like in America, they hell for leather with the, you know, kicking out the palms and Independence Day.
Yeah,
like that
yeah.
is, you know, drummed into them from a young age.
It's true. It's true.
But I did see something on the net recently where someone was going around on the streets in America asking people who they got independence from.
Right.
And only about 40% of the people could answer.
But that's 40% of the people. Like, I reckon if you went around and asked Australian kids where, you know, how we got here, it'd be like, oh, I don't know.
From space.
In a boat, like the boat people.
Yes.
Well, yes, technically.
Well, yeah, actually, yes.
As it happens.
But that is a good question. Do we need to be aware of what happened before?
Because we had to struggle for it.
Yes.
Mm. Well, I mean, I didn't. I fucking, you know.
Yeah, but you grew up in a time which will no longer be a thing in the next 10 to 15 yeah, yeah. years so, where some, there were gay
someone
clubs.
Someone had to struggle for it. So
where you had to, we could only go and be ourselves in certain buildings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whereas, you know, a lot of those gay clubs are closing down now because there's no need for them. Everyone's yeah. on the internet or everyone's just open at work and no one really gives two shits about it.
Yeah. yeah.
So, the, you know, the kids of today, really, they don't yeah. have to congregate in a dark club with blacked out windows and so yet, no one can see
yeah.
them.
And yet they do.
That's that kind of thing's fun.
That's just on Thursday afternoons.
Yes.
but yeah. It's...
As it becomes more mainstream and like less of a thing, then, yeah, I think you're right. Like, gay identity is kind of being diluted by that because there's no sort of thing to kick against. Do
yes.
you know what I mean?
Like, there's nothing to rebel.
There's nothing to rebel against. There's nothing to fight for. So maybe they don't have to worry about it. Maybe just get on with your lives instead of... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Panicking about these injustices of the past?
Yeah, but do you still want to know how these things... I mean, you know,
yeah.
you know, black people are still really into the whole Martin Luther King thing. Like,
yeah, that's
still,
true too.
That's a big
yeah.
deal. Malcolm
and even
X,
just things like, you know,
that stuff.
War memorials and, the, you know, the people yeah. who died for, you know,
yeah.
their country.
And imagine if
important.
You said to Jewish people, oh, let's just pretend the Holocaust never happened and just get on with your lives.
Yeah.
Just move on.
Just move on.
Yes.
It was a while ago now.
It was ages yeah, ago. God. You know, it's...
Let's let bygones be bygones.
Yeah, that's
let's just have a dance party every 5 years to remember it. But yeah, I think it's important.
You know,
but then, well, in that case, whose responsibility is that? Is that the kids?
It's the parents. I blame the parents.
I blame.
Well, I think it's our responsibility.
Well, maybe it is.
That involves us talking to fucking airhead 19-year-olds.
No, not
at La La Land.
No, what we should do.
What, you want us to stand around the smoking room at the Peel in those little red jackets like the City of Melbourne tourist guys? With little clipboards saying, look, excuse me, Troy, if you could just put your tequila down for a second, I'd like to talk to you about Quentin Crisp.
No, I'm thinking more like, no, make jazz it up for the young people. Let's do like a walking tour of the Peel, like a historical tour, and we'll play characters and I'll be the Stonewall Riots. I'll just do that on my own. And you can be Oscar Wilde and you be Quentin Crisp. And I'll come up with like a, you know, a Year 9 drama movement piece where I'm pretending to be drag queens at one side and I'm the police on the other, and we'll educate the young people.
Well, maybe now that Cryle Castle is shut down.
Yeah, yeah.
We can take over, make our own gay oppression theme park.
For those of you who don't live in Victoria, Cryle Castle is possibly the most embarrassing.
Right. The shittest tourist
embarrassing
destination.
Embarrassing tourist thing. It's near Ballarat, which is miles away from Melbourne anyway, so it's impossible
there's
to get
one
to.
Everywhere. There's like Cryle Castle in Victoria or there's one in
what was
in
that one on the
Sydney.
Hill?
There was one in Sydney that was like a olden days park.
It's ye oldie medieval.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember I went there at the age of 10. I think I harassed my dad to going. So we went in the rain to Ballarat at the age of 10, and I could see over the wall of the maze to where I was going at 10.
I can remember going there as a kid, and I think I was about 9 or 10, and I actually saw someone get hung. Like, it was like this reenactment. I saw someone get hung.
They would have, like, entertaining whipping demonstrations.
Yes.
Hilarious hangings at Cryle Castle. Da, 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 da. But no, I think here in the Poofcast, I think we should instigate. As
great gaze of history.
As of next week,
right.
Let's start with the Poofstery. We'll have a new segment called Poofstery.
Yep.
And we will do some kind of half-assed research.
All right.
And try to educate. Like, each one of us can bring in a thing and try to educate the other two
really?
About it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fido, you've started something here. You've started a new segment.
Oh, my God. It was on this day in 1976 that... Molly Meldrum sucked off an Asian.
And right here on this corner in Collingwood, Wes Snelling sucked off a cab driver in lieu of payment to go one block.
By your inflection, I can tell that you think what you're saying is funny, but no. Poofcast.
Hello.
Hello, is that Colin Bertruni?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Talking Poofy.
How are you going?
I'm very well.
Where are you today?
It's a bit boring, but do you want to know really?
Well, yeah, because every time we talk to you, you're always somewhere kind of odd.
Oh, well, today the Gay and Lesbian Archives are having an open day, and I'm actually in the middle of the excitement that is the Gay and Lesbian Archives open day.
Wow. Oh,
what are the Gay and Lesbian Archives?
Well, it's where you find kind of ossified remains of old gays and lesbians.
Oh, you're at DT's.
For me, it was a bit of a break from just walking up and down Chapel Street asking people for change and cigarettes.
Actually, interesting, because we were talking just before about whether it's important to know your gay history.
Well, I am a little bit odd in that...
No.
No. We've never sensed that.
In that as I've got older... I actually think it's more important to know that stuff for me. I mean, I don't think everybody's sort of vitally interested in it, but I actually think it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
It actually looks like it was more fun in the 50s and 60s than it is today, I think.
Oh, yeah, getting raided sounds like a hoot.
Put in jail.
Yeah, great.
We got raided in the 90s, even when it was okay to be gay. They came in and decided they were going to stick your hands up your ass to look for drugs instead.
Mm.
Let's close down this gay establishment. They're taking drugs.
Do you mean that it was dangerous? It was a frisson?
No, it just looked a little bit more fun in a way. Like it looked a little bit less plucked and body beautiful and
yes,
dopey and daggy and people just putting on stupid wigs and
yeah.
Hey, many of us have made a career,
yeah,
putting on stupid wigs.
You've pretty much just described the Poofcast as well.
You're not that old, Toby.
Oh, thanks, Colin.
Oh, stop flirting.
It's very nice of you to say so. Gosh. Interesting fact, I'm not a day over 32.
It's not a musical. Poofcast.
Okay, well, I sucked off a guy, right? He was a rather hot Asian bodybuilder.
Yeah, right.
Massive, big hot bodybuilder, bisexual, had a girlfriend, but in an open relationship.
So you know this guy?
Well, I did by the end. No, I had it all explained to me. He's bisexual. He's got a girlfriend. They have an open relationship and he, you know, plays with boys and girls.
Do you know the girl?
No.
Nah.
No. But
so she may not exist. He might have just told you this to make himself seem hotter.
Yeah, that's hot. I've got to have one. But so, you know, we were playing and while it was happening.
We were playing. You were giving him a gobby.
Yeah, I was giving him a gobby. All right. But while I was giving him a gobby, he was doing the whole, yeah, you fucking like that faggot, don't you? Take that cocky faggot, all that kind of stuff, which at the time, rough chat. I found incredibly hot.
Mm-hmm.
But afterwards, I was thinking about it, and I know that kind of politically speaking, I shouldn't have found that.
You felt a bit guilty afterwards?
I felt a bit guilty for finding that so hot.
Yeah, right.
But it was all tied in with the fact that, you know, I'm not exactly a particularly big guy. I'm not really, you know, so I was...
You like a little faggot.
Yeah. I am a little faggot. But he was big. He was really big. Like, his arms were basically the width, you know, the thickness of my legs. Like, he was quite big. And so it was this big, you know, it was this whole domination thing.
Yeah, I've stopped listening. Yeah.
I know, I don't even care what
I'm not paying any attention. No. Yeah, I'm really... I feel terrible for you, Scott.
But also the fact that he was bi and had a girlfriend. And so there was that kind
him.
Of... According to him. According to the whole fantasy or whatever it was we were doing. But I just wanted to talk to you about, like, I'm still feeling a little bit conflicted about because if I was walking down the street and someone called me a faggot, I wouldn't take that.
I don't think you can afford to feel guilty about it. Mm-hmm. You know, if something trips your trigger like that, I don't think you can afford to, after the event, just go, I'm a bad person. Because
did it make you feel, did you actually feel scared? Or like, did you actually feel threatened?
I became aware that I'm quite little, he's enormous, and there was this kind of...
Oh, if it does turn, you're in trouble.
If it does turn, I'm in trouble. As it turned out, when we finished, we had a lovely chat. He gave me a massage. He was a really sweet guy.
Right.
He was really sweet and friendly, and it was
just nasty
that
play in the set.
I did become aware, though, that if this continued after we'd finished things...
Were you in the toilets in the park? Because that's generally where you're going to get bashed up.
it was at his place, too. So
house. Yeah. Well, he's not going to leave blood on these nice furnishings.
Well, that's true.
The girlfriend would be furious.
Oh, yes.
Where was she?
Don't bleed on the throw cushion.
Where was the girlfriend?
She was in Paris.
Right, were there photos of her around?
I didn't make it that far into the house, to be perfectly honest.
It was in the hallway outside. No.
Porch gobby. No.
Porch gobby.
Veranda gobby.
Veranda gobby. That's the worst drag name ever.
Hello, I'm Veranda Gobby.
I'm Veranda Gobby.
I'm obsessed with the non-existence of the girlfriend now.
I don't think that's kind of a moot point
anyway. It's more about that.
Do you
that.
Think him telling you that made you think he might be, like, is that what made you a little bit scared? Like, if he'd not mentioned
he might sort of have some internalized issues.
Well, yeah, yes. That, but it was kind of exciting.
Do you think being a little bit scared was what made it so exciting?
I think it was a little bit. Like, you know, that
he's
whole...
He's got rape fantasies. Yeah. That's what's going on there.
But no, that, you know, that idea of kind of domination that kind of stuff. But, I wouldn't normally put up with that kind of talk, but I found it incredibly hot.
My question for the floor is, would you have still found it hot if he'd been going, you little dickhead or something? Like, if a faggot hadn't been the thing, if it hadn't been a homosexual insult.
Yeah,
you know,
good question. I think because the word faggot is so kind of taboo and can be so nasty, that gave it that little edge.
Like, if he called you a cocksucker, that would be different.
That would be different. It would be similar.
I mean, that's technically what you're doing.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, it's like
that. Just means he's observant.
That's right.
So he's got a good eye for detail.
He's learning English. He was going to make. He's looking at these flashcards. Yeah, it would be similar, but it would. Yes, it would be different.
Yeah, isn't it interesting?
Mm.
I think it's interesting that like to an extent, like we still carry a bit of that internalized.
Mm. Yeah.
Homophobia?
Yeah.
Ourselves? Do you know what I mean?
I have an issue with, and I know a friend of mine does this, and I've had this done to me in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
See, he's jumped now. Now the coyness has jumped across the desk.
Yes, so Mr. Darcy.
No, when you're having sex and people refer to your various or their orifices as cunts or
man
fannies or pussies or whatever.
Yeah.
As, you know...
Fuck that boy pussy.
Yeah, I just go, you know what? Don't bring her into it.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. I don't want her here. I don't need you reminding me that I'm not a lady, you're not a lady, there's no ladies here.
Yeah, we're kind of aware of that.
Yeah, I can't, that's what I was into. I'm into the no lady business.
right.
But it's kind of the same transaction though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like taking that sort of like heteronormative, you know, slight prejudice.
And
eroticizing it.
Yeah, whereas I don't find that hot.
You don't?
But would you find that hot?
No, I don't find the man pussy stuff hot, no.
Right.
No, because it is, it's about...
But faggot you find hot?
Well, it was more, because I don't mind that kind of sexual play that, you know, and just the fact that he was a really enormous, really sexy...
Were you in a
big
prison?
Big bodybuilder. It was a little bit like that. It kind of fit in with what was going on, and you know, so I was the plaything
story about having a girl.
When he was in jail for perjury.
Yeah. And then he went, "I'll just go and get her," and it was just him in a wig.
Hello.
She's just ringing me. Yeah. Hello. Your phone didn't ring. Oh, sorry. Hello.
The whole role play thing was kind of hot, and
I don't think you have to feel guilty about finding it.
I don't think you have to feel guilty
about it, but it
is one of those things where you go, why did I find that hot?
I don't mind a bit of kind of domination, if you know what I mean.
As long as you're comfortable with the fact that if it was, you know, outside of the bedroom, you'd be horrified by
yes,
it.
Yes, absolutely.
What if you found out this guy uses that kind of language in normal life? Like he, you know, says, oh, look at that dirty faggot over there. What an
yeah,
asshole.
That would kind of freak me out. I probably wouldn't be too upset about it because I was sucking his cock.
No, but if he actually is, you know, allegedly bisexual with a girlfriend and, you know, he claims she knows about it. What if it's someone she doesn't know about it and he uses that kind of language with his friends so he doesn't look gay?
Yeah, that would probably make me uncomfortable, but we didn't swap numbers.
I know, but I'm just saying, in a hypothetical situation, with my little Jeffrey Robertson head going.
I think it changes it. It does change it a bit. But the thing was, because he was so kind of sweet afterwards and gentle and massage.
Well, like apparently Jeffrey Dahmer was a bit, you know, mad for a spoon.
Yeah.
Before he cut off your dick.
But, you know.
Isn't the conventional wisdom with these things that, like, the sub... is actually setting the agenda, has actually got the power in the transaction?
Yes, generally. I think so. Mm.
So if you had said something about it in
I'd said, don't call me that, he wouldn't have.
If you had gone, oh, don't call me a faggot.
Oh, that is a charming noise. Wow.
Scott has a very advanced circular breathing technique going. It would have been perfectly articulated.
Yes, that's right.
Just like Rolf Harris.
Yes.
Just like Rolf Harris.
Yes. But yeah, that would have made it. That would make it vastly different, I think, if I'd found out that he was using those sorts of words.
How do you know he's not?
I choose to believe that.
If that's part of his vocabulary during sex, how do you know it's not part of his vocabulary during driving down Chapel Street, yelling out the window?
Well, I don't. I have no idea.
Do you think that made it hotter? That it might be.
I'll have to get back to you on that one. I'm not sure.
Do you secretly want to be bashed up in a park?
I was trying to think of a funny response, but the answer is no. God damn it! What are you thinking?
I don't know. I don't know. You picked the scab off. I'm eating it.
But have you ever been in that situation? Anything, you know, remotely like that? I mean, clearly not you, Toby. Because
obviously not. If Peter said to me, "Suck that cock, faggot," I'd be like.
You do those dishes, bitch.
I'd be like, who have you been talking to? Why? And equally the same, I think it would go in the other direction as well.
Right, yeah.
It would be like, hey, yeah, Peter, suck that cock, faggot. He'd be like, oh, you suck that cock. Your mum sucks that cock. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, no, see, I never get that. Because,
you've never been in that?
Well, I'm gigantic. And
it's a long bow to draw.
Yeah.
Yeah. As much as I would love someone to be a little bit more dominant with me.
So do you find yourself put in the situation where you're kind of the man in charge?
Sometimes,
you know,
I'm the most tragically reluctant top you've ever seen.
Right.
So, oh, yes. And this is why I get freaked out by those, like you say, really pushy, submissive people. Like
power bottoms.
The power bottoms.
Yeah, like who keep calling you sir and telling you what to do.
Yeah,
yes, fuck me up the ass, sir. Okay.
All right. I'm getting mixed messages here. So
all right. And you want me to? Okay. Mm. Do I have to? All right. Open your mouth. Seriously, like, I'm not that. Yeah.
And, you know, the person that you're reading is probably going, God, his faked disdain is really turning me on.
I want a big, strong bloke to fuck me in the ass. Or is that a bit tough for you and your pussy-loving mates?
Hoofcast. You know who has been around long enough to know the answers to these questions?
Yeah.
Who would be able to have a firm view? Would be our old friend Prue Lapps.
Oh, let's get her on the phone.
Let's get Prue on the line.
Hang on, I'll just do some dialing acting.
dial.
Oh, no, that's not a good thing.
Yes, hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello, darlings. How are you?
We're very good. How are you?
Oh, good, thank you. I'm just on the toot. The phone rang on the toot.
On the toot.
I'm on the toot. Like, I had to put down my new idea to pick up the phone.
Are you taking a piss in 1972?
Yes, that's right. 1972 was the last time it didn't burn, love. God.
I don't know if you've been listening to the show, Prue, but Scott's been talking about, you know, a bit of rough chat during sex.
Oh, yes. Hello, Scott, you there? No, no. Yes. Out. Yes, all right.
Here I am, Prue. Someone told me to suck it, faggot. What
don't
do you think
mess
about
up the fourth wall.
Yes, I have. Well, I have been listening. I have listened to the conversation about the whole, you faggot. And look, I don't know what the fuss is all about.
Really?
Well,
really?
Normally they don't speak to me.
Is that because they're afraid of hearing your very deep voice?
Well, yes, pretty much. Pretty much. It's usually very dark and I don't want to give anything away, if you know what I mean.
So, like, when you're having a bit of pillow talk, what do you say?
Mostly... That's pretty much all I get out.
Is that because your face is in the pillow?
Yeah, it's all smashed into... You're pushed into something, whether it be the back seat of a cab or... You know, a small fern in some garden somewhere. Oh, look, thank God for glory holes in public toilets. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to breathe someday.
You're right. It is the poor man's scuba.
It really is. It's like lying face down in those massage tables, you know. But, yeah, I don't see what all the fuss is about. It's, you know, it's if they say something, if someone calls me, yes, suck that, you faggot. You know, I just assume they think my name's Faggot. Because we don't learn them. I don't know them. They don't know mine.
The glass is half full, right?
Yes, exactly. Any action you get, I mean, really, when you get to my age, beggars can't be fucking choosers, if you know what I mean.
And, in fact, on occasions you have chosen a beggar.
Well, indeed, yes. Can I put some coinage in your cup, as it were?
See, you don't think there's any politics about it at all?
Oh, fuck politics. I'm not interested. No, I just want my cock sucked. That's pretty much all it comes down to. Honestly, I'd crawl over my dead grandmother to have a crack at someone's loin.
Oh, Prue.
Yes, don't worry about it. It's all, you know, it's just keep going. Well, good answer.
As the elder states lady of Podcast, we take your advice and we shall ruminate on that.
Yeah, it's got to go now. Love's got to wipe. Okay, right. Thanks.
don't go back to front. You'll mess something up.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot there to mess up, I can tell you. It's already messed.
Didn't you grip? Condoms, Rose. Condoms.
Podcast. All right, it's time to talk to our fresh lesbian, Geraldine Hickey.
Fresh lesbian.
Right, I'm chewing, ironically.
During a lesbian segment, you're eating.
clear.
But I think Geraldine has a question for us this week.
Yes.
When did you guys match to your parents?
Oh, have you not told them yet?
Oh.
No.
Oh, this is going to be awkward. I just emailed this to them.
Actually, yeah, parents are in the studio.
No, they're not.
Look, I told my mum when I was 16, so, you know, I ripped it off like a Band-Aid.
Yeah, right.
I waited till I was sort of a couple of years into my relationship with my husband, because I didn't think it mattered until then.
Right.
Wasn't relevant, but then I had to start bringing him to Christmas parties and stuff and was just a bit weird. Here's my house, mate. But up until then, it was none of their fucking business.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the way I want to play it, because it's kind of like, I'm pretty sure my parents know anyway.
Hello, you can see it from space, Hickey. Yeah.
Okay. And it was 5 years ago that my dad started telling everyone that I was gay. So,
It should come as no surprise.
Oh, so he's been telling people you're gay, but you haven't told him yet.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, you know, for me to tell them, it'll just be like, you know, telling them that I'm having a roast for dinner. Like,
yeah.
Why do you have to tell us that?
Why can't we just eat the beef?
Yeah. It's like expecting them to be upset because you're having chicken and not pork.
You know what you should do? You know how you started wearing the tie? At gigs, as if it's to say, yeah, totally lesbian now. Maybe you should just turn up to the family roast one day with the tie on and go, oh, by the way, have you noticed I've been wearing a tie?
Yeah.
I went to my sister's 40th birthday party earlier on, a few months ago, and I wore the tie then, but didn't get any questions.
No one mentioned the tie.
No one mentioned the tie. Well, I said, oh, that's a nice tie. And I went, yeah, thanks.
Thanks.
Well, that's parent code for nice to see you go on the ground.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd know what that means.
Right.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I think you're going to have to tell them sooner or later. And then tell us, because we want to hear the hilarious stories.
But it sounds
it'll
like...
It'll just be a non-event.
Yeah, no, I told my mum and she said, do you need to go to the doctors? I was like, no, I don't think there's any antibiotics that'll fix this, mum. And she's like, nah, you're right. That was it. That was the whole conversation.
Wow.
Are you expecting an adverse reaction? Like, have you got reason to believe that they would freak out, or it's
No, not at all. I think that's, I think that's a thing. Like, I know that they'd be really cool with it, so it'll just be like a non-event.
Yeah. Are your parents likely to use the words, well, duh?
They may not say the word, but...
Right, okay, the intent will be there.
You know what you should do, Jezza? You should just go, oh, by the way, I've been telling people that I'm a lesbian now.
Nice.
Yeah, that's good.
So it's like you're telling them that you're coming out to your friends, and thereby not...
Not making a big deal. Out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. So, because some of my family members know, like my couple of my sisters know, and because I went to my younger sister's wedding, and I've got one sister, and we're the only two left, the six kids in our family, we're the only two left that's not married. So, of course, on the day we get a lot of, oh, who's going to be next out of you two? Yeah. And I kind of leaned over to my sister and went, well, until I legalise gay marriage, it's going to be you. and then she kind of didn't say anything about it at the time, so for days I was wondering whether she picked up on it or whether it was just one of those things where I was a bit too casual about it and she didn't care. But then we talked about it later and she goes, yeah, you've come out twice now, like
she's like, we get it.
Oh, did she miss you going back in?
Probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, when the bride threw the bouquet at the wedding, did it like kind of veer away from you, like trying to push magnets together?
they didn't tell me I was outside having a smoke.
So. Geraldine Hickey, our fresh lesbian, thank you so much.
Thanks,
darling.
Geraldine.
Thank you very much.
Sausages, can you see my lovely sausages?
Right, it's time to talk to our new best friend, the gayest child who ever lived. Who's fast turning into the gayest man. Thomas Jespers, how are you, darling?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, awesome. Now, do you have another story from your pantheon for us today?
Do I have another story about my childhood?
Yes, your gay
another
childhood.
Another repressed memory.
Yeah, they're just coming back to you, aren't they?
Have you got a grandma story? We're talking about your grandma.
Yeah,
grandma. She was good fun.
Nan's turn, you gay.
She's still with us, actually. She still is good fun.
Does she still have the picture?
Actually, what she's doing at the moment, she is on a little Kentucky tour. around Europe.
Oh,
it would seem that it's actually now turns out to be a Kentucky tour of all the gay bars around Europe.
Oh, really?
Is she like sending you Facebook photos from a love parade in Berlin or something?
Yeah.
Is she turning people gay all around the world? My grandmother,
I think she's gone global. She's gone global.
I think my grandmother's responsible for a lot of my campness because she would she was allowed me access to Liza with a Z, the album, the concert album, and also took me to see You Can't Stop the Music. The Village People.
Wow.
Which I wasn't really into at the time, but she made me go.
Wow.
So, well,
grandmothers are very camp kind of people, really.
Yes. Yeah. Well, your grandmothers
pineapple in their cooking, and they always wear like pastels and stuff.
Yes, yeah. Your grandmother's very proud of the photo of you as a nun, isn't she?
She loves that. She came I did a drag show at the Exchange once as a fundraiser thing.
Oh my god, you really push the boundaries of gay, don't you? You just.
Yeah.
Shit, man. You are like the X-Men of that.
Yeah.
You are just one extra.
What was your drag name?
Victoria Bitter.
Right.
Oh, bland.
Classic.
Yeah.
And what number did you do?
And then someone told me it was taken, so then I changed it to Julie Noted.
Julie Noted is great.
And what did your granny say afterwards? Is she like, oh, I don't know how you remember all the words?
She loved it. She had a really good time.
You know why grandparents are fun? Because they don't give a shit. They do not give a flying fuck.
Yeah.
I'll have a quiet gin with my eggs in the morning.
Yeah.
They could not give a shit.
Yeah.
I forgot to tell you the story. Okay, so when I was little, when I was born,
yeah,
grandma was recovering from breast cancer, so I've only ever really known her like having one tip.
Oh, my grandmother only has one tit.
They should meet each other.
Oh, my God.
They can share bras.
I can just buy a set. Yeah, that's a good idea.
When, like, when they hugged, they looked like yin and yang.
Boob Tetris.
My nan to this day still goes, oh, I wish I'd gotten the bow cut off. I hate slinging this one over my shoulder to wash under it.
But yes, your grandmother with the one tit.
Oh, yeah. So one tit.
Old nanny one boob.
And so she used to tell us these stories when we were kids about how the one that had been chopped off was magic.
And what?
It was a magic boob, and like you could just ask it for whatever flavoured milk you wanted.
Oh,
you know, chocolate or strawberry.
Did you have to?
Did she express said milk?
I don't know whether she meant like for babies or just like grandfather was having a pretty good time on the right.
Did you have to rub it to get your wish?
I don't know.
This
I don't
is
know
the
how it
weirdest
works.
Roald Dahl book ever.
I really don't remember the technical side of it. But yeah, she said it was magic. It was a magic tit until she was like went out swimming in Coffs Harbour one day and a shark came up and bit it off. Yeah.
You know, that is a real problem at Coffs Harbour. The number of magic tits that have been bitten off by sharks.
My magic tit was taken by a shark.
And so did you just spend most of your childhood suffering from disappointment that you never got to use Grandma's magic tit?
Well, actually, no. It was pretty awesome because she had, like, a few spares. So, like, I used to love going to Grandma's house because she'd lend me a couple of her fake boobs and I'd put them in just sort of prance around the house with old lady-shaped boobs. Oh, my God. Sort of dangling around my knees.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's sort of, as she's gotten older, she's had to get more and more saggy fake tits.
All right.
She's still wearing them. My nan stopped. She's just going, yeah, fuck it. I'm just going to space.
Right. Oh, wow. She's got let a little bit of more air out of the balloon every few months.
So she has to keep updating it so she doesn't look like a fried egg and a yo-yo.
I just love the way, though, that you're wearing the boobs, that you've managed to take your grandmother's mastectomy and make it into just gay for you. Like, you will turn... No wonder you're a fan of Noni Hazlehurst. You can just craft anything into your being a massive homo.
You're like MacGyver.
MacGyver. Jaspers, tell
me... It's a challenge. Someone's got to do it.
Someone's got to do it.
Tell me when you did your drag show at the Exchange that your nan came to, you were wearing her tits.
What?
Were you wearing nan's tits when you did your
drag
show?
You know what, I wasn't. But now that you say that, I really wish I was. I could have been sentimental.
Oh, yeah. Oh, something old, something new. Yeah.
This one goes out to a lady who's been very special in my life.
Inspired me. Be the woman I am today.
Please welcome Julie Noted with Secondhand Rose.
Oh, Thomas Jaspers, truly you were the gayest child who ever lived.
You should come with a warning label, love.
If anyone has any stories to prove that they may have been as gay or even gayer than Thomas Jaspers, poofcast at talkingpoofy.com.au is our email. But really, I defy you.
Yeah, like, this is a challenge, people.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you so much, darling. Big air kisses.
Thanks. See you, boys.
That was the Poofcast. Now, this is the bottom of the Poofcast.
The bottom of the Poofcast.
I'm right here.
Oh,
the sloppy bottom of the Poofcast.
Yes. Oh. And there it is. Now, I'm feeling pretty fucked now.
Yes, good girl.
Yep. Oh, Betsy.
It's been a while.
It has been a while, hasn't it?
Well, she only turns up for Geraldine Hickey's bit and then she's fucked off again.
That's true.
Well, they travel in packs, don't they?
Good to hear from her, though.
They're
good
a pack animal, the lesbian.
They really are.
You very rarely see them on their own, and if they are, they get picked off.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
The runt of the litter.
By stronger predatory lesbians.
Yeah. And if you kill the queen lesbian, then all the other ones die.
Who's the queen lesbian?
That's the gay man that hangs out with them.
The donor.
The donor.
Baby daddy. Do you know what? Today I went to Bunnings with my boyfriend.
Speaking of lesbians.
To get ant rid, because we've got an ant problem at home. And he says, "Ooh, look what it says on here. Even kills the queen. You better not use it." That's it. His day's
she can talk.
Yeah.
She in a dress shop.
Yeah.
her internet dress shop.
Speaking of queens, someone needs to have a good long hard look in the mirror.
I know, I'm not the one that was salivating over the Kransky and the sausage sizzle outside Bunnings. This is the Puffcast. See you next week.
Bye.
Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.